This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The lawsuit accusing Sean Diddy Combs and Sean Jay-Z Carter of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in 2000 has been withdrawn. The case was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled, effectively shutting the door on any future legal action regarding these specific claims. No explanation was given by the accuser's legal team, leaving behind a swirl of speculation about why the case was suddenly abandoned after months of public scrutiny. Jay-Z wasted no time in declaring victory, calling the allegations frivolous and laughable. He blasted the accuser's legal team for what he described as a blatant money grab and criticized the judicial system for allowing such a lawsuit to gain traction in the first place. Diddy's legal team followed up with a statement asserting that this dismissal was proof that the various allegations against him were built on falsehoods. The lawyer representing the accuser, Tony Busby, refused to comment on the decision to withdraw the lawsuit, offering no insight into whether the case collapsed due to a lack of evidence or some other undisclosed reason. This abrupt withdrawal has had an immediate impact on public perception. Many see it as a vindication for Jay-Z and Diddy, further reinforcing the belief that the accusations were baseless. Others, however, caution that a withdrawal does not necessarily equate to innocence, pointing out that victims sometimes pull cases for various reasons, including lack of support, external pressures, or difficulty proving their claims in court. The case's dismissal with prejudice suggests that the accuser's legal team chose to permanently abandon the lawsuit rather than negotiate a settlement or push forward with litigation. Legal analysts note that such a move is uncommon unless the plaintiff recognizes that their case is unlikely to succeed. Diddy's legal team is already leveraging this development to challenge the other lawsuits he is facing. Over the past several months, multiple accusers have come forward with claims ranging from sexual assault to human trafficking. His attorneys argue that the dismissal of this particular case is indicative of a broader pattern of opportunistic lawsuits that lack merit. They maintain that Diddy has never engaged in sexual misconduct and that the legal battle he faces is being driven by individuals seeking financial gain rather than justice. The fact remains that while this case has been dismissed, Diddy's legal troubles are far from over, with several pending lawsuits still awaiting resolution. This lawsuit first gained attention when it was filed in October of 2024. The accuser, identified only as Jane Doe, alleged that she had been raped by Diddy at an MTV Video Music Awards after party in 2000 when she was 13 years old. Initially, Jay-Z was not named in the suit, but the case took a dramatic turn in December when Jane Doe amended her complaint, adding Jay-Z as a second defendant. The move immediately intensified media coverage and fueled speculation about the strength of the case. Jay-Z's legal team responded aggressively, filing motions to have him removed from the lawsuit and publicly denouncing the claims as completely fabricated. Jay-Z's camp even challenged the accuser to file a criminal complaint, arguing that if her allegations were true, they should be pursued in a criminal court rather than a civil lawsuit seeking monetary damages. Diddy, on the other hand, remained relatively quiet in the early stages of the lawsuit, likely due to the numerous other cases pending against him. His legal strategy appeared to be more defensive, avoiding direct confrontation in the media while his attorneys worked behind the scenes to combat the growing list of accusations. As more lawsuits were filed against Diddy, his legal team began to publicly question the motivations behind the wave of claims, suggesting that they were part of a coordinated effort to extort money from the music mogul. With this lawsuit now dismissed, Diddy's attorneys have doubled down on that argument, insisting that this is just the first of many cases that will ultimately collapse under scrutiny. With the lawsuit against Jay-Z and Diddy officially over, attention now shifts to what comes next. For Jay-Z, this dismissal removes any immediate legal threat, but the damage to his reputation may linger. While he has always maintained his innocence, the fact that his name was linked to such serious allegations will not be forgotten overnight. His aggressive response to the lawsuit's dismissal suggests that he intends to send a strong message. He will not tolerate false accusations and will fight back against any attempt to tarnish his name. Whether this approach deters future lawsuits against him remains to be seen. For Diddy, the situation is far more complex. While this dismissal is a win for his legal team, it does not erase the numerous other lawsuits and allegations he still faces. His attorneys will likely use this development to cast doubt on the credibility of the remaining claims, arguing that they too will eventually be exposed as baseless. However, with multiple accusers and ongoing federal investigations, Diddy's legal battle is far from over. The withdrawal of this case may provide a temporary reprieve, but it does not resolve the larger issues looming over him. The biggest unanswered question is why Jane Doe suddenly chose to withdraw her lawsuit. Was there a lack of evidence to support her claims? Did she face external pressures that made her reconsider moving forward? Or was this simply a strategic legal maneuver to avoid a drawn-out court battle? Without a statement from her legal team, speculation will continue to swirl, with both supporters and skeptics drawing their own conclusions. In high-profile cases like this, the lack of a clear explanation often fuels conspiracy theories and further divides public opinion. Beyond the immediate legal ramifications, this case highlights the broader challenges of high-profile sexual assault allegations. The entertainment industry has been rocked by numerous claims in recent years, with public figures often caught in the crossfire between genuine victims seeking justice and opportunists attempting to capitalize on the system. The question of how to fairly assess these claims remains difficult, as media coverage and public opinion often shape the narrative long before the courts reach a decision. While this particular lawsuit has ended, the debate about accountability, credibility, and due process continues to rage on. As this case fades from the headlines, the broader conversation about accountability in the entertainment industry continues. While some will see this dismissal as proof that powerful figures like Jay-Z and Diddy are unfairly targeted by opportunistic lawsuits, others will view it as yet another example of how difficult it is for alleged victims to pursue justice against high-profile individuals. In the end, the truth behind this lawsuit may never be fully known, but its impact on public perception, legal strategy, and the ongoing legal battles surrounding Diddy will be felt for a long time to come.
You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff, dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
Know what I'm saying? Come on.